The Washington State Supreme Court has again ruled the legislature's efforts to fully fund public school are falling short. But this time, they're adding a penalty to their ruling. Justices announced they'll begin charging the state a fine of $100,000 a day. The fines will stop when lawmakers come up with a way to pay teachers competitive wages without leaning on local property tax levies. But Issaquah Republican Chad Magandon says solving that problem opens up complicated questions.
It's not something that is quickly done. And I don't know that you really want to quickly push through this process because you want stakeholders to have a voice in the process.
The justices called on Governor Inslee to convene a special session to fulfill their mandate. But Magandon says he would prefer to wait until the next regularly scheduled session to tackle the issues the court raises, which likely require at least $1 billion more to fix.